Welcome to the Wealth Matters Podcast, where investors come together to better understand how to build passive cash flow and create generational wealth without all the confusing mumbo jumbo. Here's your host and co-author of Amazon number one bestseller, Alpesh Pamar.
Welcome to Wealth Matters, episode number 351. Starting from this episode, I'm changing things up. And the reason is I was inviting guests and then it started becoming monotonous. So I wanted to switch it up. Most probably we'll do this for another 30, 40, maybe 50 episodes where I'll only spend about 10 to 15 minutes on what is going on in the market and what I am working on right now. So today is December 1st. And as we have seen, stock market has gone up significantly, in last couple of days, because everyone thinks that we are out of this recession mindset. Recession may not even happen, or at least we'll have a soft landing early next year. And by mid of next year, Fed will start cutting interest rates. So as of now, even the mortgage has gone down to the September level. If you guys remember, in October, the mortgage rate almost hit or about, it was about 8% for 30-year mortgage. It's about 7.4-ish right now. So again, things are looking brighter as of now, because everyone seems to see that inflation is getting under control. Again, I'm not sure, and I'm not trying to contradict what the analysts are saying, but I still think there has to be some kind of recession for this economy to move on, especially the real estate prices have continued to go up even during 2023. So we'll see what happens. On the personal side, of course, I visited India recently during the Thanksgiving break for 3 weeks and was able to visit Taj Mahal, was able to attend a wedding for 3 days. And also I did watch the ICC Cricket World Cup final in my hometown. The largest stadium in the world is in my hometown. So of course I didn't want to miss that. So it was an amazing experience, even though India lost the final. So overall, the November month was pretty busy for me. And on the other business side, I have acquired an online business. So working on that, trying to stabilize the business after the Google search update. So of course, in a couple of weeks or maybe in a month, I'll give an update on, you know, the price I paid, what we looked for, and how I acquired the business. The idea was that I wanted to have a blogging or content business which continues to grow and gives me pretty solid income. Of course, you know, that's what I thought, but there is always nuances. So you know, as soon as we acquired the business was doing great, and the Google update came out and our search, the Google search started getting affected, and as of now we are trying to restabilize the website and then introduce new content to continue to grow. So that's where we are. But the reason, another reason for me to switch this podcast up is I want to talk about money, finance, and investing, but not for adults, for kids. And the story started with my daughters. I have two daughters. A lot of you know that. And during COVID, they continued to, of course, harass most of the parents because everyone was at home. So they continued to come to my office room or my room in the house. And then I had to play games with them and whatnot. So we started. Then I realized that I think instead of just playing some of the boring games, not boring for them, but at least start teaching them about money. So we started with Monopoly, Cash Flow Quadrant, there was another game. So once they start learning about money and investing, I started talking to them more and more about it. And then we started jotting those things down so that they remember. And then I got the idea, oh, when I'm working on all this and they're writing all this down, why don't we create a book? So now my daughters and I are currently working on a book which is focused on kids between, I would say, 7 to 14 years old. The target, of course, reader would be like 8 to 12, but I would say any kid between 7 to 14 should benefit, and we talk about money and investing. It's very important that we teach our kids about money, because none of the school teaches about money, right? And it's very important as soon as we get out of college or as soon as we start working, the only thing on our mind is how can we make more money, right? And how, but instead of thinking of that way, we should start thinking, how can that money work for us? And even as an adult, we have not thought about it. So how do we teach that mindset to our kids? So that is one thing I'm working on. And every week, I'll try to give you all an update about where we are at in this book creation process. We are hoping that the book will be published early to mid next year. So of course, we'll have a new website for the book soon, new social media handles, and I would really appreciate if all of you can, you know, visit the website, subscribe to our social media on Instagram, to TikTok, because we'll start sharing a lot of golden nuggets on all those on my websites, as well as all the our social media handles. So thank you so much for supporting Wealth Matters Podcast so far. We'll continue the journey, but my goal is to give back even more, because I think the guests were great, but need to switch things up. So for next, I would say, 3 to 6 months, I'll be talking about market, what I'm working on the business side, plus the upcoming book for kids. Also on the business side, one more thing, we purchased a portfolio of mobile homes in Kansas City, Wichita, Kansas City, in October, and we closed on October 31st. Now we found a large deal in the same market, and that was the reason we were trying to expand in Wichita, Kansas market, that now we are buying an 800 unit portfolio, a mobile home portfolio, so which is the mobile homes are located in 4 different mobile home parks. So we'll be launching that deal. Again, I'm not trying to sell that deal here, but if you are interested, definitely check out the investor portal or look at the emails. This deal is open for only for accredited investors, because it's a 506c deal. And that's the reason I can talk about it on my podcast and also on my social media, because pretty much anyone who is an accredited investor can invest, and I can advertise it everywhere on social media. So again, thank you so much for watching and listening to Wealth Matters Podcast. Hope you guys have an awesome day. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Wealth Matters Podcast. If you enjoyed it, please leave us a 5-star rating on iTunes so others can enjoy the show too. Have a great week and happy investing.